Today we'll be talking about everyday ways of knowing. How do we know the things we know? You may possess some logical knowledge, like knowing the answer to a math question. Maybe you also possess some knowledge that's been passed down through your family, like how to make grandma's famous chocolate chip cookies. These, along with endless other types of knowledge, help us construct and understand the world around us. It is important that researchers are able to identify different ways people might know things. In this chapter, we will learn about how we know things, which includes concepts such as a priori, authority, tenacity, and intuition. One thing to be aware of is that these everyday ways of knowing can have negative consequences, as some information one may think they know could actually be incorrect. First, let's talk about personal experiences. Personal experiences are like memories. You have experienced it in the past and learned from it. It can shape someone's view and behavior towards an activity. For example, falling off a bike and getting injured, which can cause you to have a fear of riding a bike again. Another example would be, you know that on Iowa home game days, the buses will be packed and have an unusual schedule. Our second term is tenacity. Tenacity is assuming that something is true because it's something you've always been told. This information does not have to be true. Old wives' tales are a common example of this, such as the myth about waiting 30 minutes after eating to go swimming. Or, if you're placed in Burge, you might know that you are living in the craziest residence hall because that's what people have always told you. Our third concept is authority. Authority is believing something's true because someone of higher power, education, or social status told you it was. This can be a professional, a celebrity, or anyone with authority. An example would be Jenny McCarthy creating an anti-vaccination following because people believe what she said about vaccines because of her celebrity status. Or Bruce Harreld, the University of Iowa president, sends out a mass email to the student body saying that COVID-19 is no longer a threat. You take this information as accurate considering his position and authority at the university. Fourth is tradition, custom, and faith. Tradition and customs involve knowledge that we receive from our families or closer communities. It is different from tenacity because tenacity is more colloquial and widespread, whereas tradition is specific to family, community, and or people who share the same faith. An example is having a right way to cook something based on a family recipe that has been passed down for generations, or the golden rule that you should always treat others as you would like to be treated. Fifth is magic, superstition, and mysticism. These are ideas you have about the supernatural or forces out of your control. An example is the common saying that if you break a mirror, you'll have bad luck for 7 years. Or tapping the Kinnick statue on the way into the stadium to help the team play. Our sixth concept is intuition and hunches. This is knowing by instinct and having a gut feeling you just know something is true. Example would be watching a scary movie and you get a sense of danger and anticipation before the jump scare. Or when you have a feeling that you forgot to do your homework for class. Yikes. Our seventh concept is a priori reasoning. A priori is a logical reasoning that leads to the ability to know things without having to experience them. It often involves putting two things you know to be true together in order to create a third fact. An example would be pizza has tomato sauce. Tomatoes are healthy, therefore pizza is healthy. Another example would be you're a student at the University of Iowa. University of Iowa students love football, therefore you love football. These are our seven everyday ways of knowing, but you'll see in the next passage that some of these everyday ways of knowing can be limited by bias, a lack of evidence, and individual circumstances.